This is for anyone that feels alone. This is for anyone that feels alone in a crowded room. This is for anyone that looks at their friends and feels like they're too much to talk about their lives, to talk about who they are, to talk about how they feel, to talk about the stress that is in their lives. This is for anyone who feels like they're talking to a wall. And when they look in the mirror, there's no reflection looking back at them. Hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney, and I am the host of the Happy Times podcast, a podcast where we can sit and we can chat, and it's just you and me. There's no script in between us. There is just a conversation that we've been needing to have, and I hope that this hits home. This is something that's on my mind. This is something that I can relate to because I'm going through it. This isn't just something that's trending online. This is between you and I, and this is a podcast that I hope that you take to heart because it is yours as much as it is mine. And today we want to talk about something, or I want to talk about something. Listen to this when you feel like you have no one. Now, before we get started, I do want to say thank you guys for returning to the podcast and listening to it. And if this is your first time, please subscribe or leave a review, especially on Spotify or Apple, because it really, really helps the podcast a lot. I see that we have like 700 five-star reviews on Spotify, and it'd be really cool to get to 1,000. And I just really appreciate you for being here. And I mean, like I said, I can relate to this podcast episode a lot because right now I feel like I have no one. And I said in the last podcast that I was going to make sure that I record one for next week. I'm going to get 4 in a row because normally we do like 2 a month, but we're going to do this. And I can't tell you enough that I need this. I don't know why. And I'll go into my situation a little bit sooner. But I just want to say thank you for being here. It means a lot to me, and the support over the past 2 years has been just absolutely surreal. It's truly amazing. And if you're listening to this and you like what I'm saying, I also write a lot in my book as well. So you can go to stayyou.ca and grab my book. I have a poetry book, and then I also have a self-reflection book. And I really think it's going to hit home for a lot of people. And as well as we're dropping like new hoodies every other day, basically. And there's new sales and everything like that. So you can head over there. But without further ado, I think let's get into today's topic. And we'll just see how long this goes. But for the first time in a while, I felt anxiety. And I know there's people listening that are like, I feel anxiety every single day. And trust me, I was like you as well. When I was, honestly, from 18 to like 23, I'm 25 now. I felt a lot of anxiety. Every day I just woke up with feeling anxious. Every day it's not even that I didn't want to live. It's none of that. I just woke up and I felt like I had so many things to do and so many people to impress or try to impress, and just, oh, it's awful. And let me tell you this, being an influencer, probably the worst part of it is fitting into your own niche, but also standing out at the same time and comparing yourself to others and trying to impress other creators. Like, it's such bullshit. And thankfully I've stopped doing that, but I'm sure there's other people out there who can relate to, like, I don't know, your classmates, like trying to get better grades, but also try to not be trying so that nobody thinks you're like a teacher's pet and all that stuff. And I just, it's been a tough time. And those years that I was feeling really anxious, I had no one as well, even though I was surrounded by people. But because I was anxious, those people were making me more anxious. And then I just didn't have anywhere to go. And when I turned 24, I had a better idea of my life and who I was and what I liked and what I didn't like. And to put it in the simplest way, I literally just stopped doing what I didn't like doing. I started to say no. And I started to say yes to the things that I actually do like doing. And I missed out on some opportunities, and you will, but I don't really have FOMO, so it didn't really affect me. And I'm very happy that I said no, and I'm very happy that I said yes. And honestly, it's made me a lot stronger. And I was able to put myself into situations that I could control. And I think it's normal to feel any anxiety, or for people who don't have anxiety, to feel just like a little bit nervous and a little bit just out of your control when you do not have control. And that's completely okay. And I'll explain my situation now. And obviously, this isn't something that everyone can relate to because it's pretty specific to my life. But I moved into this home, and I touched on it on the last podcast a little bit more. So if you want to go hear more about this or something you can relate to, listen to the last podcast. But I moved into this home that I'm in right now last year, and the plan was to live in this home and then buy myself a home, which is really exciting. I never thought I'd be able to do that. I grew up with, let's say, an average family income, maybe a little bit below average, but I was very, very grateful and very thankful and very privileged still. But I never thought I'd be able to afford my own home alone at the age of 25, which is insane. But it's not looking likely because of the market this year and everything with COVID. I'm sure anyone looking at any rentals or prices of just absolutely anything, you know that the house market is just like insanely high price right now. So it's not the best. I just can't do it. But basically, to sum it up, the landlord is selling the home, and I was waiting to see if they were selling to somebody who wanted a tenant so then I could stay. But they're choosing somebody. The highest offer just doesn't want a tenant. They want to buy the home out, and they want me out as soon as possible. Obviously, I still have 60 days. But it puts me at a weird spot. It puts me in a spot where I feel like I'm out of control. I feel like I just don't have any control over what I'm doing. And at the same time, it put me in a position where I have to make a lot of decisions in a little amount of time. And I don't want to go into it too much because it is quite personal. I don't like keeping all of my personal stuff online, but you know, I don't live with my girlfriend currently. And that is something that I need to think about doing. But I also, it's just like, there's so much personal stuff that I don't want to include. Like, I don't want people to think that I don't want to live with her or anything like that, but it's more about money, and what we can afford and what I can afford and stuff like that. And right now it's looking like it's just going to be me moving into a place, which is tough because I have to plan for a future, but I don't know if that future is going to be happening. So I basically just have to plan for my own future and then just hope for the best. And it's just tough, man. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
It's just tough. I've never felt, well, in the past few years, I just haven't felt this alone before. I feel like I have nobody. And I have lots of friends. I have amazing friends. But I feel like when you are somebody who is, let's say, active on social media, which I don't want to make this like something that people can't relate to, but I'm posting my entire life on social media, and everyone just thinks like they see that and they think that's my life, and even my friends do, except what we post on social media is what people say the highlight reel, even though I post emotional stuff, so I don't know if it's a highlight reel. But I post stuff, yeah, it's about my life sometimes, but it's not my entire life. And so I just find that my friends don't really ask me what's going on. I have two really good friends that do ask. And even though it's just, I feel like when you're feeling anxious, you want to feel alone at the same time, because the idea of letting someone else down, oh, it's awful. It's something that you never want to do. It's something that you don't want to feel. It's something that you don't want to put onto them. And so when I got the email, the final email being like, hey, what's up, Joey? Here's your official notice. I didn't tell anyone. And it's not even that this is a bad thing. Like, I genuinely believe that me moving out, or this, that things happen for a reason. And I think they happened for an amazing reason. And I'm optimistic now. I mean, 2 years ago, I was not optimistic. I would look at everything with reverse psychology as if it's gonna all gonna end badly. But I genuinely believe that this is gonna change my life, and I think it's gonna change it for the better. And it seems like such a simple, a little thing to a lot of people out there. Like, oh, you just have to find a new place to live. Like, I'm at the point in my life where I wanted to start my life, start my future, sorry, and plan for adulthood and everything like that. I'm just taking a little bit like step back, and it feels like a step back, but I feel like it's a lateral step to move forward. And the only way to find out if I make that right step, well, I know it's going to be the right step. I know that even, and I think this can apply to anyone, when you need to make a decision and it's so, so big, I don't think there's a way that you can do it wrong. I don't think that's a way in your life that you can make the wrong decision when it's something that you just have to do. Life gave this to you. Life gave you this opportunity, this decision to change your life. Whether it was handed to you, whether you wanted it or not, it's given. And you have the opportunity to change it. And I just don't think it's going to be for the worse. I always think it's going to be for the better. And if you don't like it, you can change it again, right? There's lots of life to live. But when I found out this news, yeah, I just didn't want to tell anyone. I just kept it myself. And then I called my mom. And my mom is this wonderful woman. She's this little Italian lady. And normally she's like heckling me about like spending too much money and everything like that, and finding a place to rent and whatnot. And it was just so nice because she sympathized with me for the first time in a long time. And it was so lovely because I think she could hear that in my voice, I was definitely going through something. And she just like responded with being calm. And if you know an Italian woman, you know that they're usually quite loud. So the calmness in her voice just made everything all right. And it was really nice. And I've realized, and I'm sure you've realized too, that this is a lot more than just like finding a place to live. I feel like this is a lot of bottled up stuff that I haven't dealt with coming to the surface. Like I'm quite anxious about a lot of stuff. And yesterday when I got the news, immediately went into like just anxiety riddled, filled everything. My entire body was just so anxious. I couldn't stop moving. I've been tense. I haven't been able to sleep. And I had hockey that night, and I've been playing my hockey my entire life. And it is always a place that I can go to. And if anybody who plays sports, you know that when you're playing sports, you completely forget about everything that you're doing when you're playing the sport, because it's a sport that requires all of your attention. It's something that, like, I play on two blades cutting through ice. Like, I have to think about what I'm doing, right? And it takes away like all the anxiety and everything. But not last night. Not last night. I don't know how to tell you this, but I played an entire hockey game with an anxiety attack. I could barely breathe the entire time. I couldn't drink water. You know, when you're anxious and you can't even swallow something, like, that's how I felt. And if you can even hear it right now, like, my breath is not the way that I want it to be. And I was so in control of this that it feels so weird that I don't have the control right now of my own anxiety. But I'm very happy to be talking about this, because it's giving me, even just like just what I've said so far, it's giving me more insight on how I'm feeling so that I can better myself. So if there's anybody out there feeling like this right now, please take the time to hurt. I know that's probably not what you expected anyone that gives advice to say, but truly take the time to hurt, and don't let anyone speed up your process. Don't let anyone be like, oh, okay, yeah, it's time to go out and get drunk. It's St. Patty's Day. Like, no, stay home. Take in your hurt. Obviously, you're going to get to the point where you're going to need to not necessarily go out to drink, but like go out and hang with friends. You know, you're going to need to get to that point. And that's fine. We'll cross that when we come to it. But as of right now, you need to feel and understand why you're feeling anxious. I'm feeling anxious because I have to make life decisions and they're out of my control. but they're also very much in my control. And it's I just need to figure out stuff. But I think it's important to hurt because we can truly understand how we feel and how we react so that the next time that this happens, we grow. And that's why from the ages of like 16, maybe even younger, like now because there's so much technology in youth, let's say 14 to 18, we don't want to be here. It's so tough. Our mental health is awful at that age. And that's because, and I know this is not something you want to hear, but when you grow up, you do get wiser. And it's not about the knowledge of the world or geography or the history or the understanding war and politics. It's not that. You get wiser with yourself. Because you're living with yourself longer. You're able to understand what foods you don't like. If you don't drink water before your coffee, do you get more anxious? How does caffeine affect you? How does hearing one word trigger you? How to stop yourself from having an anxiety attack? How to cope with anxiety? How to understand your depression? How to understand that your suicidal thoughts are something you got to take care of? These are things that, yes, we get wiser as we grow older. And at the age of 14, they just come out of nowhere. And I understand, like, they're so scary. I get it. They're terrifying. Oh, my goodness. But I promise you that it's not that they're going to go away, but you're going to get stronger to understand them. And they're still going to come around. Like I said, I'm 25, but I haven't had an anxiety attack in a few years. Well, on and off, but like nothing this big. And I understand it. But there's still going to be times when it comes into your life and you're like, well, hold on, where did this come from? What are we doing here? But this is something that is just another learning curve. And if you look at it with this like optimistic colored glasses on, let's call it, then I think you're going to do all right. But don't be scared to look at it as it is. Understand why you're feeling this anxiety, what made you feel this anxiety, and feel it. Like, truly feel it. I know there's a lot of advice videos about anxiety being like, oh my God, you need to suck a lemon. You need to eat a packet of salt. That's great. Like, if you need to have a presentation and you got to get out of your anxiety attack real quick, like, and you carry a lemon or a packet of salt on you, go for it. But in the situations where this anxiety attack has been going on for a little bit, I don't think any lemon is going to stop that. But you can start to understand it. And you can start to befriend your anxiety instead of thinking of it as an enemy. Think of it as your best friend tapping you on the shoulder being like, hey, what's up? You're not comfortable in this situation right now, just so you know. But it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're just going to like not want to be here. You're going to want to run. You're going to want to escape your body real quick. You're not going to be able to talk. Your throat's going to close up. But here's why. Because understanding that why is something that's so important. And that's what really defines strength. The people who walk around be like, oh yeah, I never experience anxiety. I'm always happy. I've never seen a tear come out of my face. I mean, I haven't cried in like 10 years, but still, that's not the point. Those people, those aren't the strong people. We always look at them as strong, the people who can lift the most weights, run the longest mile, all of this stuff, like the longest mile, it's a mile. Run the fastest mile, let's say. That's not strength. That's physical strength. It's not overall strength. Being able to understand who you are and control your body, that's strength. It's not about preventing anything. There's nothing that we can prevent from happening. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. But you can understand it. And so I got three little tips for you. Okay, and I'm reading these to me as well. One, use your alone time to the fullest. I know when we feel anxious, sometimes we don't want to be alone, even though we really want to be alone, but we don't, like, we feel bad that, you know, we're not hanging out with people. And if you're having a significant other or a best friend, you feel like you need to hang out with them. but use your alone time to the fullest, because this is the time that you're truly going to understand yourself. And obviously, if you are scared that you are going to do something, or if you're not comfortable just being alone, then obviously you can go hang out with people. But the times when you need yourself, I don't want you to any time. I never want you to put somebody before you when you need yourself. Take the time for yourself. If you like working out, go work out. Don't ask anybody to do it. Put your headphones on, go work out. If you're somebody that likes to write, write alone. Go to a coffee shop. Sit in a chair, put some headphones on, isolate. Be in your own little world. I think it's important. Because as much as we are on this world to love others, we're also on this world to love ourselves. And I think we forget about that often, because we are such amazing people. You are an amazing person. I'm an amazing person. And sometimes we need to get to know ourselves a little bit more. And number two, do not be scared to reach out. In the situation where you are using your alone time to your fullest, if there's ever a point where you feel like you need to reach out to somebody, please do. Please do. Even if it's to send me a DM that I might not see and just to vent, do it. My DMs are totally open. Or if it's to talk to your mom and you don't even want to talk about what you're going through, but you just want to like have a chat with her. If you want to go for a drive with a friend, the weather's getting nicer, you know, I got a Jeep, I'm going to take the roof off soon, and I'm just going to go and like blast music. I'm going to go hang out with other people, you know, like reach out, please. Whether it's to a friend, a counselor, a parent, or even just, I don't know, to online friends, to do some shits and giggles. However, at the same time, I want you to allow yourself to say no. So, okay, I know we just covered up a lot of stuff. So one, use your alone time to the fullest. Two, don't be scared to reach out. And then three, allow yourself to say no. The reason why we're allowing ourselves to say no is because even though we're reaching out, it doesn't mean that we always want to hang out, because we still need to utilize our alone time to the fullest. And in order to do that, we need to put people second. And I know, hold on.
Hey guys, Joey's being an asshole really quick.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not. I truly care for you. I care for me. And saying no is the greatest power that you have. You're able to control a situation for the first time. So when somebody asks you, hey, do you want to go drinking? I know this is like the fourth night in a row. You want to go out and have some fun? No. Hey, I know you got like work to do that's been stressing you out. Do you want to like take your mind off it and like instead of doing it? No. Hey, you know, we've hung out 17 times in a row. Do you want to hang out again? No. I got to take care of myself. And trust me, it's going to be worth it. I know there's times when, you know, we feel FOMO, the fear of missing out. When we feel like we need to hang out with people. We need to be a part of it, or else, you know, why are we on this earth to just be alone? But it's not like we were brought into this world with anyone. You know, maybe our mother and our family. So if you're going to hang out with anyone, it's going to be your family. Trust me, you'll feel very connected and grounded. But you were brought on alone. And I think you should really understand the person that you're with, which is you. And so when you look in the mirror, I want you to see a reflection. And one that you're proud of. And I'm not talking about physique. I'm talking about your mental health. I'm talking about the times when you look in the mirror and you are looking in your own eyes. And you're proud to see who you are. You're proud to understand the person that's in front of you. And I hope that you and I can get there. And I promise you, we will. I've done it before. And there's going to be times when your mental health dips. There's going to be times when you feel more anxious than others. And that's okay. And it's okay to be really happy too. I know there's a lot of people who say it's okay to not be okay. And we're going to feel guilty when we do feel okay. So I don't want you. I want you to feel happy. I want you to laugh at depressing things on TV. I want you to watch awful comedians make awful jokes and laugh about it. I want you to smile at a cloud rolling by. I want you to enjoy the sip of your coffee. I want you to skip when you walk. And I don't want you to feel guilt while doing so. And to me, a message to me, you know, it's all going to work out. Even if it's not the end result that you want, it's going to work out and you're going to be okay. Thank you all very much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please, again, leave a little review. It helps a lot. Or just DM me the secret message so I know that you listened this far. It's all going to be all right. I think that's just a nice message for anyone here. So how about this? Along with myself, message, I don't know, two other creators and just say it's all going to be all right. I think they'll like to hear it. Thank you guys very much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week. I'm going to be back, I promise.